The following is an article by the Conscious Evolution Institute. Human Growth Hormone Professional Profiles. Human growth hormone is one of the greatest anti-aging treatment options available today, and there are hundreds of HGH specialists and experts across the globe that have spent their entire lives dedicated to learning more about this drug and the many benefits and implications of its use as a medical treatment. Below are just a few of the many figures of the anti-aging field who have helped reveal the amazing benefits of human growth hormone to the world. Dr. Edmund Chane and Dr. Leon Terry. Dr. Edmund Chane is a very influential anti-aging physician who runs the Palm Springs Life Extension Institute. He has been a licensed physician serving California since 1982 and is one of the authors of Bioidentical Hormones and Telomerase, the Nobel Prize-winning research into human life extension and health. From the years 1994 to 1996, Dr. Chane and his associate, Dr. Leon Terry of the University of Wisconsin, conducted clinical research regarding the effectiveness of human growth hormone as an anti-aging solution. Terry and Chane monitored a total of 202 patients and reported the beneficial effects as they occurred in a percentage of the group. HGH hormone replacement therapy was provided in combination with other hormones in order to develop hormonal balance in their patients. The results are as follows. General well-being. 88% of patients made gains in muscle strength as a result of HGH therapy. 81% of patients had muscles that also grew in size. 72% of patients achieved a lower body fat percentage. 81% of patients found that they could tolerate more vigorous exercise. 83% found that they could tolerate longer exercise sessions than they could before the experiment. Skin health. 71% had skin that was healthier in texture. 68% of patients had thicker skin that was less prone to injury. 71% of patients found that their skin was more elastic and conformed more tightly to its base. 51% of patients had wrinkles that faded significantly. 38% of patients were found to be regrowing hair that had long been thinning or balding. Immune health and physical rehabilitation. 55% of patients found that nagging injuries began to heal. 61% of patients were reported to experience general healing as a result of HGH therapy. 71% showed evidence that their healing capacity had grown by a significant amount. 54% reported greater muscle flexibility in their lower back. And 73% showed a marked decrease in disease susceptibility as a result of strengthened immune systems. Sex drive and sexual ability. 75% of patients reported that they were having sex more often. 62% of male patients reported that they found that they could stay harder longer. 57% of patients had to wake up to urinate with less frequency. 58% of female patients reported that hot flash alleviation occurred as a result of HGH therapy. 39% of female patients reported more regular menstrual cycles as a result of therapy. Mental cognition and well-being. 84% reported heightened general endurance and energy levels. 67% expressed relief from depression and anxiety through the course of therapy. 78% of patients found themselves looking at life in a more positive manner. And 62% showed marked memory improvements. In addition to this, after 2 months of human growth hormone therapy, IGF-1 levels were found to increase by 61% as a result of treatment. IGF-1 is directly correlated with amplified human growth hormone production. Thanks to Dr. Chane and Dr. Terry, we have a wealth of HGH data available to us which shows the significant benefits that the amazing hormone provides. These results began to manifest themselves over the course of 1 to 3 months of HGH therapy. Dr. Chane believes that the most significant anti-aging results can be unleashed by human growth hormone replacement therapy, combined with lifestyle changes such as diet, exercise, and proper sleeping habits in order to restore the human body to a more youthful condition. Chane fervently believes that human growth hormone has the ability to restore a person's body to a physical state similar to that which he or she experienced in youth. Dr. Ronald Klatz. Dr. Ronald Klatz is one of the most influential figures in the anti-aging community. He, along with Dr. Ronald Goleman, founded the American Academy of Anti-Aging in 1993 as a nonprofit organization intended to promote the growing field of regenerative medicine. The Academy was formed in an effort to illustrate the importance of this new field of medicine and unite the physicians who practice it. Dr. Klatz is one of the most prolific promoters of human growth hormone on the planet, and is fervent in his belief that human growth hormone replacement therapy is both useful and groundbreaking. Klatz also penned the book, Grow Young with Human Growth Hormone. In this book, he makes the argument that human growth hormone is the most effective anti-aging therapy available today, and the book features a lot of evidence which points out the potential of human growth hormone for the alleviation of a significant number of maladies associated with the aging process. Human growth hormone has the ability to enhance nearly every individual cell in every organ system of the human body. He claims that it strengthens the bones and rehabilitates aging skin. In addition to this, it has the ability to rejuvenate the individual organs of the body, such as the kidneys, liver, lungs, and heart. It helps the organs of the human body begin to function at optimal levels once again, in ways they did previously in life. The doctor also makes the claim that human growth hormone bolsters immunity, preventing patients from succumbing to illnesses easily. He also believes that HGH has the ability to safeguard the heart and the entire cardiovascular system, reducing the threat of triglyceride overload and deadly plaques and blockages which can lead to strokes, embolisms, and heart attacks. Also, there is sufficient evidence that human growth hormone has the ability to reverse the effects of osteoporosis while improving oxygen absorption in the lungs by patients who battle emphysema. In addition to these medical uses, human growth hormone has also shown great potential in treating diseases such as autoimmune deficiency disorder and post-polio syndrome. Dr. Klatz is confident that human growth hormone is among the best options for patients who are struggling with obesity because HGH ramps up the body's natural metabolism, turning the human body into a furnace which melts fat into energy. HGH targets adipose fat deposits around the abs, hips, and thighs and eliminates the fat from these problem areas, leaving much-needed structural fat in place. While decreasing levels of fat in the body, human growth hormone also makes it easier to build muscle as well. Dr. Klatz finds the sexual benefits of human growth hormone to be the most appealing of all. HGH restores long-lost sex drive, restoring sexual desire in patients. In addition to this, HGH promotes enhanced ability as well, leading to stronger, longer erections and more physical stamina in the bedroom. The aesthetic changes in the skin also make a patient feel sexier too. Dr. Klatz likens human growth hormone replacement therapy to a simple injection that produces the effect of expensive cosmetic surgery. HGH has the ability to iron out deep wrinkles while making the skin smoother, tighter, and stronger than it once was, much like the skin of someone much younger. Human growth hormone accomplishes this by restoring extracellular fluid that surrounds the skin cells, allowing the skin to look fuller and less fraught with age. Human growth hormone replacement also has the ability to help patients who are suffering from burns or ulcers to recover more quickly from these wounds. In the gym, human growth hormone has long documented benefits which amplify a person's physical training, allowing them to work out harder and more efficiently for longer periods of time. Sleep disorders are also a target for human growth hormone replacement, allowing patients to experience longer and more restful sleep, in which deep, slow-wave rest plays a prominent role. Last but not least, Dr. Klatz believes in human growth hormone's natural ability to uplift and elevate mood. Human growth hormone has the ability to stabilize the mood of depressed patients while also alleviating feelings of anxiety. Evidence even begins to develop that HGH has the ability to even alleviate or stall the effects of Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Klatz is more excited about the prospect of human growth hormone than any other drug or hormone available on the market today. It has the ability to figuratively bring back youth and patients who feel that their life is passing them by as they deteriorate into geriatric age. He urges people to consider HGH as they age, because there is no reason to sit back and let age take control of us while we can take control of age. Dr. Terry Hertog. Dr. Terry Hertog is one of the preeminent anti-aging physicians in Europe today. He was born in 1957 and obtained his medical degree in Brussels in 1989. He is a member of a family that has predominantly studied the endocrine system for four generations. He runs the world-famous anti-aging clinic in Brussels, Belgium, where he treats patients with hormonal deficiency in an effort to improve their lives. In addition to this, the doctor is the president of two prestigious international anti-aging societies, the International Hormone Society and the World Society of Anti-Aging Medicine. Dr. Terry Hertog is most well known for his theory about the endocrine system that the primary cause of aging is hormone deficiency. As our hormone levels begin to fade, our body becomes more susceptible to the pitfalls associated with the aging process. He feels that the symptoms of hormone deficiency are exacerbated by unhealthy lifestyle choices and poor eating habits. He has found incredible success in anti-aging therapy by combining prudent hormone replacement therapy with significant lifestyle changes which help his patients achieve impressive and sometimes even breathtaking results. Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Unlike the previous physicians we've discussed, Dr. Giampapa is actually a plastic surgeon first and foremost. He practices in the state of New Jersey and graduated medical school from Mount Sinai in New York City. Over the past 2 decades, he has garnered numerous accolades from the medical community and has been featured in various magazines and on numerous television shows as a result of his expertise. In addition to his years of experience in cosmetic surgery, Dr. Giampapa is also incredibly intrigued by the concept of hormone replacement therapy. He runs an anti-aging clinic known as the Giampapa Institute for Age Management. Whenever Dr. Giampapa draws blood for hormone testing, he makes sure that he tests for the following hormones: insulin, thyroid hormones, progesterone, DHEA, cortisol, estrogen, testosterone, and human growth hormone. He has found that in almost all of his aging patients, human growth hormone is deficient at a much higher rate than any of the other hormones, even testosterone or estrogen. He is convinced that hormone deficiency plays a significant role in the aging process. He even characterizes aging as a form of chronic disease whose symptoms can be treated and alleviated. Dr. Giampapa is a proponent for HGH replenishment through HGH hormone replacement therapy, as well as somatostatin suppression therapy. Somatostatins are hormones produced by the body which inhibit the uptake of growth hormone releasing hormone, the precursor to human growth hormone. Dr. Grace Wong. Dr. Grace Wong is a highly experienced medical research specialist who has a history with pharmaceutical manufacturers such as Serono, Genentech, and AstraZeneca. She is currently the CEO of Actikine Therapeutics and has spent her career studying cellular biology with a specialization in cytokines. Cytokines are protein molecules that bear distinct similarities to hormones, and the study of these proteins by their very nature make one much more knowledgeable about hormones as well. Wong's contribution to the field of hormone and cytokine therapy is her theory that the body's cellular proteins become damaged over time as a result of their exposure to the elements. Wong believes that this damage is primarily caused by free radicals which radiate from the cells themselves as a result of chemical reactions and extracellular interference. As we age, these free radicals start to emerge with higher frequency from our body's normal day-to-day operations. Free radicals are thought to contribute to the physiological breakdown that human beings experience with age. Although the release of free radicals is something which is unavoidable from the point of biological chemistry, it is possible to use human growth hormone as a form of defense against the cellular breakdown that occurs as a result of free radical bombardment. Human growth hormone promotes the development of protease inhibitors which repair the breakdown of proteins at the cellular level, thus preventing the damage done by free radicals. Antioxidants are an important part of the human diet because they help prevent cellular breakdown as well. Protease inhibitors do more than that, though. They have the ability to actually rebuild and rejuvenate damaged cells. Thomas C. Welburn. Dr. Thomas Welburn is a professor emeritus at LSU College of Medicine. He graduated from the University of Tennessee in 1968 with a doctorate in physiology. He now focuses on the fields of cellular and molecular physiology and has done a significant amount of research related to the effect that hormones and their decline have on the human body. His most significant contribution to the field of anti-aging medicine is a study which showed that glutamine has a major effect on the endogenous production of human growth hormone. An oral dose of 2 grams of glutamine had the ability to increase human growth hormone levels by as much as 4 times as much in control patients who were merely provided a placebo. One of the most intriguing parts about this glutamine study was that it was proven that human growth hormone production as a result of glutamine ingestion was not affected by age in any way. It was also found that bicarbonate production increased as well. This means that glutamine has an added benefit because bicarbonates reduce the effects of lactic acid, making it easier to recover from long, hard workouts. Dr. Welburn's study also revealed a correlation between high levels of blood sugar and inferior production of human growth hormone as well. Dr. Vladimir Dillman. Dr. Vladimir Dillman is one of the most distinguished figures in the history of the anti-aging medical community. He first outlined the theory known as the neuroendocrine theory of aging in 1954. Dillman's revolutionary endocrinological theory is that aging is largely the result of the hypothalamus slowly losing sensitivity to hormonal chemical messengers which encourage feedback inhibition. The overproduction of certain hormones hinders the production of other hormones such as human growth hormone, testosterone, and estrogen, which are necessary to grow old gracefully. It also encourages the greater production of hormones which hinder us with age, such as cortisol. Dr. Dillman believes that the majority of disorders which plague aging and geriatric patients, such as diabetes, depression, obesity, and hypertension, are the result of these gradual reductions in hypothalamic sensitivity. With age, cortisol becomes one of the most dominant hormones produced at the expense of all other life-giving hormones, creating vastly negative consequences. Dillman is also a fervent proponent for the hormone replacement therapy for this reason. He recognizes that hormones are a necessary resource in the body's optimal level of function. He realizes the benefit of hormone replacement because he understands the general equilibrium that creates optimum health. Hormone replacement therapy works because, when used effectively, it restores natural hormone balance, keeping destructive hormones like cortisol in check while allowing beneficial hormones such as human growth hormone and testosterone to flourish. When used correctly, hormone replacement therapy has the ability to slow down or reverse aspects of the aging process because so many of the negative aspects of aging are caused by the proliferation of hormones, which do damage in abundance. Dr. Dillman believes that if a doctor were able to accurately reproduce the hormonal balance of the youth in his patient, they could potentially remain forever youthful. Dr. Silvio Enzuki. Dr. Silvio Enzuki is a practicing physician and endocrinologist who is an esteemed medical graduate of Harvard University. He specializes in endocrine disorders, diabetes care, and cancer research. Dr. Enzuki has been a part of a few significant pieces of research which solidified human growth hormone status as a definable disorder, and he also added to the body of evidence which gives credence to the idea that human growth hormone replacement therapy can lead to enhanced outcomes for aging patients. In a 1997 article written in the medical journal Hospital Practice, Dr. Enzuki tells the reader that HGH deficiency has officially been declared a real syndrome which can be diagnosed with the full backing of the medical community. This acknowledgement defines human growth hormone disorder as a syndrome which is commonly associated with the symptoms of increased adipose fat around the midsection and the physical atrophy of the muscles, as well as depression, anxiety, decreased endurance, unbalanced cholesterol levels, and diminished bone density. In addition to realizing that HGH deficiency is a clinical disorder, Dr. Enzuki also recognizes that healthy levels of human growth hormone enhance the rate of metabolism by the human body in a way that preserves natural muscle fat ratios. He says that studies have also shown that HGH hormone replacement therapy has an appreciable effect on osteoporosis sufferers as well. He also understands that there is evidence that suggests that human growth hormone plays an integral role and proper cardiac and renal function in addition to these other factors. Although Enzuki is cautious in his support for the expansion of human growth hormone replacement therapy, the results he has seen in scientific trials have been quite eye-opening. In a clinical study released by the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism in 2004, Dr. Enzuki played a role in a clinical trial which provided significant evidence that human growth hormone replacement therapy has the ability to vastly improve cholesterol and triglyceride profiles, while also inducing the development of new muscle along with a decline in adipose fat mass. Dr. Robert Kerr. Although Kerr has faced a large amount of criticism in the national media, he is still a figure of note in the arena of human growth hormone. He is most well known for providing human growth hormone to thousands of athletic enthusiasts throughout his career in the 80s. His own personal count is that he has treated over 8,000 athletic patients with performance-enhancing human growth hormone injections. He is very upfront about his past, claiming that he only allowed his patients to undergo HGH treatments for a period of 3 to 6 weeks. His patients claimed that the benefits afforded to them over that brief period could benefit them for as long as an entire year. There are even athletes who are found to have gained as much as 40 pounds in overall mass, while also experiencing a decline in overall fat mass. One of the most significant reasons why Dr. Kerr was treated so negatively by the media is that during the 80s, HGH was not significant in supply, because during this period it had to be harvested from deceased organ donors. In distributing human growth hormone replacement therapy for bodybuilding purposes so readily, many health professionals claimed that people like him were preventing patients in desperate need of HGH replacement therapy from attaining the much-needed hormone. Though there is likely some truth to that sad fact, there is no longer any reason to feel guilt by utilizing human growth hormone therapy for health reasons, because the hormone is now in ample supply as a result of a new production technique that has been utilized. With the advent of biosynthetic human growth hormone, it is no longer necessary to harvest natural human growth hormone from cadavers. Biosynthetic HGH has the exact chemical profile of human growth hormone, but it is manufactured in a laboratory. Today, we can look at Dr. Kerr's story even-handedly and recognize it as a testament to the raw power of HGH. during the period of unfettered usage of performance-enhancing human growth hormone during the 1980s. It is widely believed that the majority of the fastest runners in the world were supplementing their athletic ability with human growth hormone. Dr. Julian Whitaker. Dr. Julian Whitaker is one of the most well-known anti-aging specialists in the United States of America. He was born in 1944 and graduated with a medical degree from Atlanta's prestigious Emory Medical School. Today, he runs an anti-aging facility known as the Whitaker Wellness Institute in the state of California. Today, he is a prominent member of the American College for Advancement in Medicine. The most significant leadership position he has held in the medical community is as the president of the Alliance for Natural Health USA, which was and is dedicated to the promotion of free choice in health care and promotion of sustainable health decisions. He also runs a popular newsletter known as Health and Healing. He fervently believes that psychiatric disorders are largely caused by unhealthy living, and that living healthy can alleviate issues such as depression and anxiety. Dr. Whitaker is one of the many doctors and physicians across the country who believe in the beneficial power of human growth hormone. He feels that the results that he has seen from this one supplement are more powerful than any other treatment that he has witnessed. In the doctor's opinion, human growth hormone shows its most impressive results in issues regarding the cardiovascular system and the muscular system. In the cardiovascular system, HGH hormone replacement therapy has been shown to be effective in patients who suffer from COPD, stroke, and heart disease. In the muscular system, human growth hormone replacement therapy has been shown to be most effective in the treatment of cachexia, or muscle wasting disease. Patients who suffer from the atrophy associated with anorexia or AIDS wasting disease have been shown to have vastly improved outcomes when put on a human growth hormone regimen. One significant medical study which supports Dr. Whitaker's faith in human growth hormone is a study in the New England Journal of Medicine which provides evidence that participants who suffered from heart failure who utilized human growth hormone during their recovery had left ventricular walls which were much thicker than those patients who were not provided the therapy. The left ventricular wall is responsible for the strength with which your heart beats, and patients with thicker left ventricles had hearts that were more fit to provide their body with an optimal blood supply. In these patients, their stronger heart allowed them to live more active lives with less of an urgent need for oxygen. As a result, these patients reported much higher quality of life than their counterparts. David Clemens. David Clemens is a medical professor located at the UNC Chapel Hill Medical School who specializes in endocrinology. He earned the Merit Award in 2004 presented by the National Institute of Health. It is presented to a small minority of NIH-affiliated researchers who add impressive amounts of knowledge to our national scientific consciousness. In addition to that accolade, he also received the Auerbach Award in 2005 presented by the Endocrine Society. The Auerbach Award is presented in honor of Gerald D. Auerbach in appreciation for incredible contributions to endocrinology research. As you can see, David Clemens is one of the most celebrated hormone scientists in the United States, and he is an active proponent for human growth hormone. Two diseases in which Dr. Clemens is especially hopeful that human growth hormone can treat effectively are COPD and emphysema. Clemens is most well known academically for his research involving insulin-like growth factor 1, otherwise known as IGF-1. IGF-1 in the bloodstream is directly correlated with the secretion or injection of human growth hormone into the bloodstream. IGF-1 is present at some level in every form of bodily fluid we as human beings produce. Dr. Clemens' exact field of study is researching the particular mechanisms by which IGF-1 interacts with the human body and other hormones. By understanding the means by which IGF-1 activates cells and produces cellular growth, it is possible to create new treatment options to expand human growth hormone's ability to positively affect the mechanisms of the body by eliminating IGF-1 blockers which limit the level of metabolic activity. The most recent contribution that Dr. David Clemens made to the study of human growth hormone disorder was as a part of a panel of the Endocrine Society which sought to outline the proper diagnosis and treatment of human growth hormone deficiency. They concluded that HGH deficiency could both result from an ongoing childhood deficiency as well as a newly developed deficiency developed as a result of aging. In addition to this, they officially enumerated the multitude of benefits that anti-aging physicians have utilized for decades, but had not been fully recognized by the medical community. Among these benefits proven by the Endocrine Society panel were enhanced skeletal strength and bone density, improved endurance for physical exertion, increased quality of life, elimination of excess adipose fat, and the enhancement of muscle tissue. Dr. Clemens also found that the most significant gains in HGH deficiency treatment were made in patients who suffered from severe deficiency, although benefits were still reported in patients who only suffered from mild to moderate human growth hormone deficiency. Dr. Daniel Rudman. Dr. Daniel Rudman was one of the most influential endocrine scientists of the late 20th century. He attained his certificate to perform medicine from the Yale University Medical School in 1949. He passed away in 1994, and he was considered so important that his obituary was included in the New York Times. Dr. Rudman dedicated his life to studying hormone deficiency and how it related to the aging process. He spent his life eminently concerned with the plight of the elderly and infirm, and he made it his mission to improve the lives of these populations through clinical and scientific research. Rudman's most influential piece of research was simply but succinctly titled, Effective Human Growth Hormone in Men Over 60 Years Old. In this study, Dr. Rudman administered bioidentical human growth hormone replacement therapy to 21 patients who varied in age from 60 to 81. He found the results quite astonishing. His participants achieved fantastic results from the HGH therapy regimen, and by many measures they appeared 10, and even 20, years younger than their actual chronological age. Unfortunately, a year after treatment was suspended, the patient slowly began to revert back to normal. Today, this is a well-known issue that occurs after treatment, but Dr. Rudman was the first researcher to document this change. This reversion is why it is important to readminister therapy as the effects begin to wear off. For most patients, this means that there are 3 to 6 weeks a year of HGH hormone replacement therapy to achieve a year's worth of results. Not a bad trade at all. This is especially true in a world where the therapy becomes cheaper by the year. Dr. Rudman also documented many of the side effects associated with human growth hormone disorder that we are now fully aware of today. Rudman was concerned about the effect that these side effects would have on adults, but now it is apparent that these side effects are generally only the effect of overdose. Since Rudman was engaging in the therapy in its preliminary stages, he did not realize that he was administering high doses of HGH to his patients. Dr. Eve Van Cauter. Dr. Eve Van Cauter is an endocrinologist who focuses on sleep disorders at the Medical Center of the University of Chicago. In her focus on sleep disorders, she fully realizes the intense effect that proper human growth hormone levels have on both sleeping habits and general well-being. Her most significant study in the field of human growth hormone deficiency is related to her study of slow-wave deep sleep, REM sleep, and fast-wave non-REM sleep. She found no correlation between human growth hormone and fast-wave sleep, but she discovered that deep, slow-wave sleep disruption is directly correlated with decreases in human growth hormone production over time. This new evidence suggests that human growth hormone replacement therapy can have a profound effect on the preservation of beneficial sleeping habits as we age. It also provides evidence that human growth hormone injections are best administered at night, because our bodies produce human growth hormone at peak levels during stage 4 deep sleep. Human growth hormone used in this way helps preserve the natural circadian rhythm and allows the body to make rehabilitative adjustments necessary to live a healthier, happier life. Due to her intimate knowledge of the effects of human growth hormone, Dr. Cauter is a major proponent for hormone replacement therapy. In addition to this, she believes that it can likely be used effectively as preventative medicine in order to prevent certain symptoms of aging from even developing. She feels that it is a shame that the majority of patients who undergo HGH hormone replacement therapy over 65 years old. In her research, she has realized that there are a significant portion of men and women who suffer from medically geriatric levels of human growth hormone by ages as young as 40. Dr. Cauter believes that the benefits of human growth hormone replacement therapy can be profound for middle-aged patients because it can prevent them from ever experiencing a period where their bodies are exposed to negligible amounts of human growth hormone for an extended period of time, thus preventing certain breakdowns that even geriatric HGH hormone replacement can't reverse. Dr. George Merriam. Dr. George Merriam is a medical graduate from Harvard Medical School who is now a distinguished professor of medicine at the University of Washington Medical School. He is a scientific advisor of the Kronos Longevity Research Institute and has been intrigued by the potential benefits of human growth hormone replacement therapy over the course of his entire career. He specializes in developmental endocrinology, and although this early career focused on endocrine disorders which manifest themselves during childhood, he became more and more interested in the effects of human growth hormone on adult patients with HGH deficiency. Merriam believes that HGH hormone replacement therapy has the ability to allow geriatric patients to retain functional autonomy for a longer period of time, giving them the greater independence that we as human beings so desire. Dr. Merriam also studies human growth hormone as it relates to sleep disorders, mood, and cognitive ability, and has found significant correlations in all of these fields. After his lifetime of research regarding human growth hormone and HGH replacement therapy, He has come to a refined conclusion that human growth hormone produces absolutely no negative long-term side effects in deficient patients who receive therapy to correct their HGH deficiency. Dr. Jorgensen and Dr. Christensen. Dr. Jorgensen and Dr. Christensen are two of the primary scientists behind a groundbreaking European study regarding human growth hormone in Copenhagen, Denmark. In this study, participants were administered HGH hormone replacement therapy for a full 3 years. Up until this point, almost all HGH studies were no longer than a single year, so Jorgensen and Christensen's study had the opportunity to provide new and practical insight into the long-term effects of human growth hormone replacement therapy. They found that even after a period of 3 years, HGH therapy had a normalizing and beneficial effect on kidney and heart function, as well as the metabolism of thyroid hormone by the body. In addition to this, therapy led to stronger bones, enhanced adipose fat degeneration, and an overall enhanced feeling of health and well-being. Are you convinced yet? So there you have it. Study after study provides evidence that human growth hormone is an amazing and effective treatment option. After learning about the history of all these HGH specialists, the question should be, what can't HGH do for you? This audio program was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. Please visit HGH TV to learn more.